So, what is the difference between different and differently?
Different is to be doing something completely other than you were doing before. Differently is doing the same thing in a different sort of way.
So, if I offer you something new to believe, and you believe that, is that different or differently?
Well, by the way I understand new to believe, then it would be different. If I believe that, then I'm believing different, because it's new.
Anybody else want to tackle this?
Unless you believe, if I believe the new thing with my old me, then it's differently.
You see, you can manipulate the language all you want to, Andrew, but you have to get at the basis of what is said. So if I give you something new to believe, and you believe that, the assumption there is that you're really believing the new stuff in the old ways, then you're still only doing differently and you haven't done anything different.
I see that, yeah. And
you got to be very careful about that. Because this is what happened, you know, when this weekend we talk about this and a bunch of other things, and has always been, no matter what new belief or understanding I may suggest or give you to believe, since you go up the driveway, and even if you deal with it, you believe it in your old ways, nothing is different. It's still only the same stuff differently. Okay with that?
It's nothing new.
What? So it isn't anything new. Even though we call it something new, it's just a new version of your old beliefs. Okay. If you don't do unloving things, in that, are you loving? Or is there something loving that you must do? Come on now, we're practicing for next weekend here. I hope to get just a little bit more response.
Well, I get hung up with, again, when you use a term like loving, what the hell is that?
It doesn't matter what loving might be in terms of the question, whatever you might define love or loving in your own way, we won't argue over that. If I don't do unloving things, does that mean that I am being loving? Or is there
I would say that I'm being loving, because it seems to fit the parallel. If I'm not discontented myself, I must be content.
That is not true. That's very, very specifically, particularly, personally, not true. You do not have to, in fact, we're going to come across that in a minute. There is a difference, is there not, between being content and not discontenting yourself.
Well, I thought the absence of discontenting myself, is that therefore that what's left is I'm content.
No, that's language. You can manipulate your language till you're blue in the face. I'm asking you to then, since I have only made one statement and then asked you a question, and that is, if, in this case, loving, or if you don't discontent yourself, what says that in that you are content?
Well, it the absence is. That's for me, that's what it ends up seeming like.
But that's language. Get out of the language, because if you won't get out of the language, you don't give yourself any options. For instance, if I offer you, if you don't do any loving things, does that mean that you are being loving?
It could be that I do something else than unloving.
What does that mean? Don't manipulate it. Stay only with, if you don't do unloving things, does that mean that in that you are loving? Or is there something loving that you must do in order to be loving? Patrick?
Well, I don't think there's anything to do. Whenever it's set up to be done, that's why, I don't think that I need to do loving things in order to be loving.
Therefore, you're going to say that if I am not unloving, if I'm not doing anything unloving, that I must be loving.
That seems to be where I put myself, yes.
Is that where you want to be? Simone said no. She's bilingual. Or trilingual.
Multi.
And she doesn't understand this. Are you beginning to sense here that we're tripping ourselves up badly in the duality of language? So if I don't shoot you, and if I don't do some unloving things, then that's okay, then I'm loving. That's okay?
Yeah. Well, I don't know here. I think we can play this game till the cows come home.
Wait just a minute here. The game is the game of language, and this game of language, which we're going to coast around on for the next 9 days, this game of language is what's screwing up everything. So I'm just asking you.
Yeah, but if it's always stated as this versus that...
In language, yes. Yes, in language, yes. And you jump into that, and I'm just saying, well, wait a minute, maybe we should say, no, it doesn't have to be that way, and then take the statement apart and see if there isn't an alternative or a different or other understanding.
Well, there is the direct answer to your question, then, is no, because I don't do unloving things doesn't mean I'm loving. But I have no idea what loving is.
Ah, but you see how important that is to go there. Because if I'm asking you a question, if I'm talking about something and I'm asking you this question, that gives you room to understand what I might be talking about.
Okay.
But if you jump immediately only to assuming what I'm saying, if you don't agree with what I'm saying, then you disagree or something of that nature. If you follow only the patterns of language, you're screwed.
I can see that. Yep, I can absolutely see that.
So then the next question that came up is what we discussed a minute ago. Is there any difference between being content and not discontenting yourself?
Again, if it's in the way that's posed, I'd have to say that the absence of discontent does not mean I am content.
That's right. And it does not mean also as well that struggling to get or gain or understand being content, that you won't be discontent.
That follows that if I leap to the other side and say I'm going to achieve that, I have just shot myself in both feet.
That's right. So you could be a multimillionaire. You're content. I got what I wanted. And I'm frigging discontent in that.
That's for sure, but I'd like to try it.
There are some.
Well, let me tell you from knowing all my friends were millionaires in Alaska. Just about. On one side, I had two groups of friends. One were all millionaires and the others didn't give a shit. And so most of the ones that were millionaires there was absolutely almost no content at all in what they're doing. And then in that, you can see the pains, problems, and illnesses in life that comes from doing everything, getting the name, fame, claim, and money, or whatever, being content, having the big house, etc. And in that, then, you're discontenting yourself. Because that's very part of the gathering. What do we do about that dichotomy? Is there anything we can do about that?
Well, it seems to me, even going back to your original question about if different and differently, that if I come into the gathering next week or this weekend with an image and identity as, let's say, physical body Patrick, and I come up with some new beliefs, I'll be walking up your driveway with physical body Patrick doing something differently. Now, if we can manage in this gathering to help me find another fundamental identity, maybe I'll be able to do something different. And
wait a minute. Wait, stop. Whoa.
Yeah.
Karen doesn't agree with you at all.
Jump in.
Because if I give him something different, he won't necessarily find a different identity. And even if he does, that he'll still probably be doing the old stuff. So the different won't be different.
It's not about whether the stuff is different, it's whether you are different.
It doesn't make any difference. That sounds good, but then what is it, if anything, that you must do? See, this was the mistake, and I'll say this for true, that Jesus made, Buddha made, Muhammad made, all them good guys made one big tremendous mistake. They gave you something new to believe, and they said this is the way you're supposed to essentially do certain things. They left something out of that, something terribly out of that, so that the Buddhists were not doing anything different, so they weren't different. The Christians aren't doing anything different, so they're not different. And Muhammad screwed it all up. And what he did is say, go pray four times a day.
Don't do that.
Now, assuming that's true, this little exercise that we've gone through. And really, what I was thinking of doing was starting the whole gathering. We don't have that many people on here tonight. Starting the whole gathering, asking these questions. What is missing?
What's missing from what?
What is the difference between different and different? Oh, this Jennifer just came in, and so she's asking, what is missing from what? Is it if you do something different, or if I give you something different, will you be different? No. If I give you something different to believe, no. Because you'll believe it, like Karen says, in your same old ways. So if you believe something different in the same old ways, it's still differently. It's just doing the same stuff in a differently way.
I can possibly live anything different is there for me to be a different me.
No. Because a different you could still be living the same old stuff. The point that I'm trying to make here very quickly is, damn, it isn't going to work for you to be a different you unless you also know a way, a different way to live. If I give you something different to believe, I also, if you want to make any changes, have to give you or show you a way to believe differently, to go along with it. Frosting on the cake.
Don't you mean live different?
No, I have to give you a different, or show you a different way to live. See, this has always been missed. Everybody, hey, Angela, are you on the phone? Angela and I had a big argument over this thing for you guys. Well, you just show, she says, you just show them a different way to believe, or a different thing to see or know or understand, a whole life will change. No, it won't. It sounds like it will, but it won't. It won't change because you'll take that new thing and live it in your same old ways.
So even beyond the different belief and beyond even being a different self, if the actions or the way I function these things is the same.
That's right. For instance, if you believe in, let's say, the Big Bang, that everything began by God, no matter what I say to you, you'll only believe that and function that based on the fundamental belief of everything was created by God. And that means that that way of believing or thinking in a great extent controls the belief. The belief is useless. You will overwhelm the belief. Well, in fact, the problem here is you're addicted to your life. Okay, Mr. Patrick?
Well, before we go to that, what about... So you're essentially saying that I got to rewrite my entire script about how everything in the universe functions.
No. You got to write your script of how you function in the universe. Now, that may mean that you need to take a look at how you think the universe is functioning. True enough.
Yeah, but I'm not going to change anything about me if I still think there's a God at the center of the universe.
That's right. Because that's your beginning story, and you won't change from that. Are your tickets refundable?
You spoke just seconds ago about addicted to life. And what do you mean by that?
I mean you're addicted to the way you believe and how you believe. It doesn't matter what happens to you. It only happens in the terms and the way and the manner in which you believe. And nothing new will change if you believe it and do it in the same old way.
What I'm thinking is that in order for anything to be different for me, I must be willing to take a look at how the universe, create a picture for myself about how the universe works, other than the purpose and God and it's made and it's not random and all that kind of stuff. That there's only operating on that basis is there an opportunity for me to view my life in any kind of different way.
In the sense that if you believe in God, God controls your life. If you stop to think about, well, maybe the universe is functioning in a way which supports me, or I don't start off with a beginning belief that puts the screws to me in the first place. Leave the beginning open. Are you willing to do that? If you don't leave the beginning open in such a way, then you can't take the next step. Because the minute you close down the beginning, it's closed down from then on.
Well, can you talk to me a bit about how I can go anywhere if I don't have a beginning?
Well,
I don't know what you mean by open.
What I mean is, who says there is a God? Why start off believing that there is a God, that there is an intention, that there is a force, that there is a right, that there is a necessity, that any of these things are so?
Yes, and so if I have a beginning that incorporates a quiescent universe, and then go from there, I'm likely to be better off, am I not?
And if you then, everything you hear, and if I say love or unloving or something like that, what you did is you immediately put it on the paradigm of duality or opposings. What does it take to get you off of that opposing to start with and say to yourself, well, who says that's true? What says that if I don't do anything unloving, that therefore I am loving? Or even, who says that in order to be loving, I must do something? Give yourself some freedom in life.
Okay, I get what you're saying there.
So, let me ask you a question. If in the universe, in every moment, replaces the immediately preceding moment or event, is there a difference then in that, or which choice would you rather make? Would you rather make the choice to continue or to begin again? In life, let's pass off my first introduction. Let's just say, okay, what I want to do is continue. Well, that's part of your beginning story that then forces you, in a sense, into language. But the point to all of this is, you want to continue, let's say, in your life. Are you willing, instead of continuing, to say, take another option, like begin again?
Well,
Doesn't the universe begin again at every moment?
Yes, it does, all the time.
Well, then, aren't you willing to begin again and not continue?
I truly stumble with who begins again.
That's not the point. I'm asking you only to get continue out of your mind and make a choice or a commitment in this particular instance, because continuing is a fixed reference. Begin again has no fixed reference. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, and I can see how the desire to continue is terribly, terribly restrictive and narrowing.
Okay. So, begin again, like the next moment doesn't have to be imposed upon by the preceding moment, does it?
No, begin again really means begin again, not do that over again.
That's right.
Continuing is repeating.
Continuing,
yes.
Is repeating.
Yes. Yep.
So continuing is differently.
Right.
Begin again is different.
Yes. Okay.
Now begin again could mean begin the same old stuff over again, but it gives you a freedom that continuing doesn't offer you.
You know what? I had my grandchildren over here this weekend, and you know what they wanted to do mostly?
Begin again and do something the next moment. Do all sorts of stuff. Right?
Yeah.
That's kids. And then we seem to get addicted to language and continuing. The memories that we're using and living by is continuation of the language. So it's continuing. So the question is, doesn't continuing just sort of create a ball and chain around you, where begin again gives you the freedom even in the next moment?
It does, yes. Continuing, for I can immediately identify with, involves one hell of a lot of baggage.
A heck of a lot of what baggage?
Baggage.
Of course, that's karma, baggage. You gotta get rid of that baggage. You gotta overdo that baggage. For every bad baggage, you gotta get yourself a good trash compactor to get rid of it. That's karma. We okay with this?
I'm following, comfortably so.
Yep.
Well, what is the difference? Let me see if I can get this across. What might be the difference in your mind if every moment replaces the preceding moment, then every moment is a begin again moment, is it not?
It is.
Yeah, it follows.
Well, suppose I accumulate a lot of those moments and begin agains or whatever. Let's accumulate 60 years of those things, Patrick, and Andrew's trying to catch up in all of this, and say, okay, time to die now. Do you have a continuing problem, or are you willing to begin again, unbaggaged? Which would you choose in terms of life and death and birth, etc.?
Well, I think begin again, particularly where we've gone so far, is far more attractive.
So continuing Patrick or any aspect of Patrick could be less desirable than beginning again?
I believe so, yes.
What if life is only about begin again and has nothing to do with continuing? Continuing has a lot to do with religion, with Buddhism, with JC, with Muhammad. What if they were on the wrong track? What if life is really, really, really only about begin again?
I'm asking.
What?
That changes a whole lot of the way I would deal with or do or approach every moment.
Then come to the gathering with that new idea of dealing and changing every way you'd approach everything, because that's absolutely true. The universe...
Wait.
What?
No, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
You operate by memories, so you can continue that same old crap. The universe operates by memory.
I usually consult my memories.
What?
I usually consult my memories to figure out what to do next.
That's right, and that's all it's doing is continuing the same old stuff.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. If I don't consult my memories, how would I know what to do different?
No matter what you think would be different, it wouldn't be different. Let me finish my statement. You operate by memories to be continuous, or to continue. The universe operates by memory. Why? In order to begin again. For instance, you could begin again, could you not? And actually do the same thing. But do it in a way in which the same thing is entirely different. That's begin again. Like every moment that replaces the prior moment, in a sense, looks like a continuation, and it looks like it is continuing, but it's not really. Maybe you could begin again without choosing different. Maybe choosing different in that regard is what causes you to continue and not begin again. Well, let's see if the next question brings up anything interesting. As electrons make quantum leaps from here to there, without transiting the space or time between here and there, are you willing to make life leaps from one life to another without transiting the space or time between this life and another? Discuss that.
Well, that's kind of cool. It's more than a little bit cool. But it raises another question for me.
No.
Is that...
No.
There's...
No.
Huh?
No. No. Because I use the pronoun you doesn't mean it's the same you. Could you not transit to another lifetime and be a different you, like begin again?
Yes.
You see, I knew you were going to go there, because that's what we do with our pronouns. I use the you pronoun you, that is the same pronoun, but I used it and without saying to you that the second you is a different you. You made the assumption that it was the same you that was continuing. But that isn't begin. That can't be. That's not begin again, then, is it?
No, it is not.
Thank you kindly.
So, from Patrick you comes another you.
What if that's true? What's wrong with that?
No, nothing.
And from Simone you becomes another you, but it ain't you.
Right.
Is that okay?
That's okay, yes.
Is that okay with you, Patrick? I mean, you don't have to be Simone, but I mean, is that okay?
It's increasingly so. That's getting to be okay.
Anybody else want to comment about this, where we are? I mean, if that's okay, my question to you is, are you willing to live a... are you willing to live a different self and life? And what is required to do that? Patrick, you're still on the line.
Hey, Raj.
Yeah?
Are you suggesting that the leap as an electron from one position to another without transiting space or time is analogous to leaping from one lifetime to another lifetime without transiting space and time, and is the same as me leaping from this moment to the next moment without transiting space and time? Are those all analogous?
Yes. And wow. You see there's something in there between different and differently that's going on, too.
Yes, very much so.
And there, all in there is then continue versus begin again, is it not?
It is. It's essential. It's there. It cannot be avoided.
What if language keeps you thinking continue, and out of language, you can understand begin again?
I think that's getting clear to me.
In other words, if I use the you, what you're thinking is the same you begins again.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a different you begins again. Is that okay? In other words, you don't live a different life. A different you lives a different life.
How about the next moment?
The same true. In the next moment, that's absolutely the same thing. But the problem, we'll call it a problem. Here's what goes on. Max Planck, when he just said that energy is not continuous like a wave, it's discontinuous like a particle. But each quanta of the energy or the thing is so small, and the space between each quanta is even smaller, that you can't measure that or know that or feel that. What if the same thing is true between every moment in every life?
Beginning to see is only things that matters is the what I'm doing right now.
Oh, then really?
That it, whether I'm Patrick or Frank, that is what I'm doing. That is what I'm living.
Okay, Pat, let me ask you another question. Is it possible that whatever you do right now, there is in memory a Patrick Rashoi that exists eternally to be accessed by you or anyone else. No, not by you. Be accessed by the other different new you or anyone else. And you move on to begin again as someone absolutely anew.
I get that.
Like every moment,
I get
the next moment is a new moment, but the yester moment is there within the universe to be accessed or tapped into at any time, yet the next moment moves on.
Yes.
We okay with this?
I sure am.
Yep.
So, are you willing to live a different self and life? The question is, yes or no? If you say yes, then my question to you is, what is required to do this, do you suppose? Following the pattern of what we have said.
A different way of doing as well?
Following the pattern of what we said.
Yeah, I was afraid I missed the pattern. Sorry, I don't know that one.
What is required then, Patrick?
Well, it's being prepared to make a new leap in every moment.
What, following the pattern that we have said, that I've said, is required to do this? The answer starts with N.
N?
N. And the answer is one word starting with the alphabet letter N. M-N. N. The word, the letter before O.
We're shaking our heads here. We can't recall an N word.
There is nothing required to do this because following the pattern, I said this is what the universe is doing. This is in fact what you're doing. But you didn't know that this is what's doing. You live every moment like Max Planck said, and you think it's continuous, but it's not. So you're living at every moment as though you are continuing, but you are not. The universe is a begin-again universe.
So I don't do nothing.
You don't have to do nothing to do that. I said what is required. There is nothing required to do that. However, you also have a choice of, like you say, live every moment as you truly desire, and the next moment will be something different that you truly desire. But there is nothing to do that because the universe is a begin-again universe. Does this make any sense?
Yes, but I got a question.
Yeah?
Why did you exclude me from accessing my life? When I die.
Because it's a new you who would access it.
Yeah, it's a you, but it's a different you. It's not you, Patrick. It's a different you that can access Patrick in the same way as you can access your past lives, but that wasn't you, and you didn't live it, but you can access that past life.
Got it. Thanks, Andrew.
So, then, if we follow this pattern through, and by golly, I'd have thought we would spend more time talking about this. I may have to go get some more stuff, or we may have to quit early.
Well, I wouldn't mind quitting early. Those kids wore me out this weekend.
Who did? I didn't.
No, no, my grandchildren.
You know what to do about that.
I just don't do that again, eh?
You just tell them I'm not me. I'm somebody new. I ain't your granddad. Okay. So then you reasonably understand following Max Planck quantum theory of energy comes in a row of quanta, not as a continuum. That every moment replaces the preceding moment. It's kind of like every frame on a film strip is different than the next one, and then when we play it, show it through it at the speed at which our, not at the speed in which we our mind works, but the speed at which we float our mind down to working, that then it appears like motion. And all it is one frame replaces the next frame. And nothing transited the time or space between the frames. Everybody understands that?
Yep. That's pretty fascinating.
So the question is, if that's going on, maybe we can get into that gap between one frame and the next frame and discover something. All right. Now I want to go, we won't go there yet, but I just bring that up. My question to you is, do you understand that, let's call it, forgiveness is founded on judgment? And if so, please explain.
Well, I think I got that. Forgiveness is based on judgment is you have to judge something that needs to be forgiven before you forgive.
Okay.
You don't make a judgment, there's nothing to forgive.
Okay. Then can you understand that the ever-changing world or universe around you offers you forgiveness without judging?
Oh yeah, sure. It sees nothing to forgive. It just does that whole new thing regardless of what you did, whether it was good stuff or not good stuff.
So, then the begin-again, ever-changing universe offers forgiveness without judgment.
Yep.
Is it possible for you to understand yourself as a begin-again individual offering yourself and all others forgiveness without judgment?
Yeah, I think more and more I'm beginning to get comfortable with that idea. Comfortable just meaning it's just like, it sounds like what makes sense.
So then that, speaking of that, whether it makes sense or not, when I was waiting for Simone, who came in late, couldn't even fly from Honolulu to Kona without being late. Anyway.
Oh, I even got her there early.
Yeah, but the plane left late.
Sorry for the delay of the plane departure.
Anyway, I got to talking to this gal at the airport, and I asked her, you know, this is the way I am. What is her life all about? You know, simple little questions like that. I mean, hell, you meet somebody in the airport, what else do you talk about? The hell's your life all about? Her answer was as follows. I'm living so I can go to heaven so that I can live my everlasting life. What in the hell is that all about? Then, lucky for her, we were interrupted by some guy who came up. do you begin to see that that by understanding some of these things, it makes it worthwhile to understand what the hell is going on? That if you don't, I'm living my life so that I will go to heaven. And every step, every other word in that sentence makes no sense, because I asked her what it meant and she didn't know. Go to heaven so she can live her everlasting life. Now, you understand that those words and her teaching that she's living are based on religion continuing. In other words, living her life in a way, in a manner in which God grants her to go to heaven so that God grants her an everlasting life of bliss.
Right. Wait, you understood that, so why didn't you understand what she meant by
But I don't know what it means. I still don't know what kind of life is she talking about? What is she thinking?
Well,
what?
She gave you a sentence and you have absolutely no picture from that what this she was
talking. I don't know what kind of life she's living. What is heaven? What is everlasting life to her? What is she doing? What is bliss?
Right. Okay. Now I got you.
Now, if anything that I have said makes sense, here's where we gotta step lightly. If you, like an electron, lived your next life without transiting time or space, if I ask you right now, before I shoot you, what is your next life to be? What would you answer?
I have no idea.
Patrick?
I don't think I have any idea either.
If I live this moment and I am doing something, what am I doing in the next moment that replaces my doing?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't know.
When you go to the movies and you're watching Fred Astaire dancing, in the next frame are you watching Bojangles?
No, I'm still watching Fred Astaire in his next move.
Okay. If the next move is still Fred Astaire in his next move, what is your next life? Which isn't you. What? Which isn't you. What is your next life?
That's why I was hesitating. Okay, so it's a new me in the next move.
Okay. Is that okay?
But like you might say, I don't have any... You know, like you might say, what is that? Maybe if I know a description of me and what I'm living, then maybe that will make more sense. Maybe I can actually talk about that.
Maybe if every moment replaces the next moment, if I know what you're doing now, I can know what you will do in immediate.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't it?
Possibly so.
I mean, it'll be so close to the now that even though it replaces it in this regard, the next moment is a different moment. It is an essentially what appears to be a continuation of this moment, but it is not.
Okay, right. Oh, I see. So it appears to be, but it's not. So what is the advantage of the appears to be part? Is there one?
everything in life gives you, or the universe offers you, let's say, allow me this for a moment, because very carefully here, a duality of choice. You can continue or you can begin again. If you choose to begin again, then everything is a begin again. It isn't a choice, it is actually a begin again. If you continue to choose to continue, you can live as a continue, but around all of that, then you've got this good, bad, right, wrong, forgiveness, etc. to deal with. Which would you choose? The universe offers you either, and you may choose either, and it will appear to you by whatever way you choose.
Okay.
Are we okay with that?
Can I make some sense? Sure.
You with this, Patrick?
Hello?
Hello?
No, cut off. Thought you got cut off.
No, I'm here. I was asking Patrick if he was okay with this.
Oh, yep. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, cut off.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, because I'm beginning to get kind of a different view of stuff that you've spoken of before. And yeah, it's beginning to take shape here that if I want to stay tangled up in my duality world, that there will be a continuance of the duality world in remarkably similar shape, but it will be a different me. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, for the moment, yeah. Okay, now.
However, should I decide that I want to begin again, it will be somewhat different.
It can be.
Or it can be.
Because you can begin again with the same old crap, which is what the habits we have. In other words, you continue living by your same old memories. No matter what you say, what you say you want to live again, a new me, new memories, new ways, new stuff, different. You continue living your old memories, don't you?
Yeah.
So you can't really be a different you unless you get rid of your old memories. How are you going to do that?
Well, I was just remembering that over the years you frequently mentioned that living as I truly desire and only live that which I would live eternally, that's what I'll have when I begin again.
Okay. Now, supposing you have, well, let's say asthma, and you go to Karen to be fixed up, and she does whatever she does to help relieve symptoms of asthma. Does that work for you? Does that mean there's a different you?
No, I will have papered over whatever it was that was going on, but whatever was going on that outpictured as asthma would still be going on.
So, your way of believing and living would continue. If she's going to fix you, it's more than just fix your body of the symptoms. But, in a sense, we have to give you a new way to believe or live, right?
I would think so, yes.
But giving you a new way to believe and live won't do any good if we don't get rid of the old crap.
Yeah, I'll just be carrying that baggage, yes.
Because it's not the old baggage so much as it is the old baggage ways. You can say, I could begin again, I could live in a new me in a new way, and everything would be okay. I don't disagree. The likelihood is you won't do that. Because you have your old memories, your old addictions, and your old ways. Is it possible for me to then, or how might it be possible for me to take your old memories away from you so that you are free to be different? In other words, maybe what the universe says, hey, Patrick, here you are. Now, we're going to destroy everything, every memory, everything you think you are, and allow you to begin again in the next moment so that you are purified, cleansed, start over again, do it again, but we won't even call you Patrick, we're going to call you Mary. Okay, Mary. Would you mind doing things over again? Without those old Patrick memories? Does any of this make sense as a possibility?
Well, then better not get this completed while I'm in Hawaii next week, because my passport still says Patrick.
Well, that's okay. You tell it is short for Patricia. Okay, and you take a lousy picture.
Cut off your beard.
Come on, talk to me, Patrick.
So,
develop this thing. What if that's what life is really doing?
Well, it seems to me that to eradicate my memories, I've got to have a new reference point. And then every one of those memories will be different if I've got myself a new reference point.
Oh, so then let's say I give you a new reference point. You can access the old crap if you want to. Would that be okay?
It's still there, but I will see it and understand it in an entirely different way.
Because there's a whole different you functioning in a different way, understanding the old crap in an entirely different way.
That seems to be the way it works, yes.
Now, the question is, what if life is doing that on the large scale when we talk about birth and death? When we talk about electrons doing one thing, and are you willing to make a quantum leap in the same? What if begin again life in the universe, this is all of what it's really doing? What does that? And I'm bringing this up so you can be prepared for next Saturday. What does that do to your view and image of life?
Well, can we state that in a different way? It sounds like there's something purposeful about it, but I'm sure that's not what you're saying.
No, I'm just like random, which is without intention in that regard. Without intention means you can do something. It doesn't mean that it is unintentional so that you can do something. It's unintentional, therefore you can do something. What we're talking about is life functions begin again, therefore you can do something. You okay?
Okay.
And now you begin to understand that the so continues that whole process. The language concept of it does this so you can do that is a continuation. But it does this, therefore, you can do that, is begin again.
Yes, I can see the difference.
Now, the habit of languaging in a certain way, we don't realize how we've languaged ourselves out of begin again. And the question is, put everything in life on begin again, and doesn't that change every aspect of life?
Oh, it does. It really does.
Doesn't that, in essence, give you a way to live differently every aspect of life?
Could you please repeat that?
I said, doesn't the begin again shows you a different way of life, but doesn't it also give you a different way of life to live everything in your life differently?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not certainly not having to deal with or
what?
Address. I'm not having to deal with past. I don't have to deal with past stuff if I don't want to.
Okay, but that means past stuff means a moment ago when you had asthma. You don't have to deal with that. You can begin again.
Yeah, it means any memory I have of my hurty feelings or my piss off or even the way I was living, whatever, what I thought happy was.
Okay. Are you willing to think for a moment, since everything in the universe is mind, that you have a mind and your body has a mind of its own?
Yeah, I understand that, sure.
Could you understand that every cell of your body is a sentient little being thinking, and all you're doing is conducting their thoughts to be somewhat harmonious?
Yep.
Could it be that if you have asthma, that sort of indicates that your mind is thinking one thing and you're thinking something else?
Could be. Sure.
Well, if your body is functioning only by memories and you, outside of your bodies, now I'm telling you which you now, you, disassociated from your body, are functioning by memory, but what you've done is forsaken your memory to memories. What do you think might be convenient to do in this asthmatic condition? Anybody out there want to give a hoot?
I don't know. Can you give me the scenario again? Have asthmatic condition and what?
Your body has a mind and you have a mind. Your body's mind is working by memories. You're supposed to be you, not your body. You working by memory, Y, not I-E-S. Now here you are, you've got asthma. There is a conflict in here between the way you functioned your body to operate by certain past memories and the way you want to function yourself by memory. What can we do? Could I in any way convince you that I'm going to relieve your body of its old ways of thinking?
A sour massage, maybe?
Okay. All sorts of ways we might be able to do that.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand that one, Patrick and Andrew?
I think so. Is this something I can, are you suggesting I can do this one on my own, or?
I doubt that you could do it on your own, but I took Patrick over to Karen. She was supposed to take care of his asthma, which she did. What if she says, hey, Patrick, I want you to leave your body's mind here. I want to take it away. I want you to go home, and for the next 2 weeks, I want you to mind your body in an entirely different way. You know what we ought to do here? Let's talk about how you truly, really want to live. Why don't you go mind your body in that way? As a child, you were learning language. As a child, you were dependent. As a child, you believed what, well, that was a big mistake, what your parents said. As a child, well, you're not a child anymore. And you've conditioned your body to think the way a child thinks. It's dependent. It believes all this crap. It's learning its language. Let's take your childhood way, your body's way of thinking and believing away from you and say, all right, now, Patrick, you on the inside, different you, not your body, you. What would you really like to truly be now that you've grown up? What would you really, really, really like to be? And for the next two weeks, you go home and you talk to your body at every moment and give it new input. Stop giving that childish stuff to your body to live over and over and over again. Is there any? It's like when, who was it? I've forgotten the guy who got the illness and then Cousins. We got the illness and then he watched everything funny so he could laugh himself to health, which of course didn't work for lots of reasons, because his private life wasn't a laugh, wasn't even humorous anymore. But supposing I take Patrick's old body habit ways of thinking as a child away from him and say, now, I want you to go home and live your body's mind in a different way. Live it in the way you would truly, really, really want to be. Do you suppose there would be any effect in all of this? Or have I gone into fantasy land here?
I would presume you're suggesting the body's mind would catch up with the thinking that was being done.
So that then there are certain memories that you leave to work your body's functions, but outside of the body's functions in that regard, you train your body to function you as you truly desire, rather than as a child. Is this okay?
That sounds like, yeah. Are you giving a money back guarantee?
Yeah, if you do it, I'll give you a money back guarantee, but the point of it is you probably won't do it. But what I'm saying here is there any other way you could conceive of really beginning again? It's kind of like, let's have a new death of the body and a new start. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Killing off your old body, your body's old ways of minding, and for you to start giving it new ways of minding. You could just put new ways of minding in it, but you don't normally do that. Because, like I say, you're addicted to living your body. Would that not then be an example of begin again?
Yes, it would. It would be a very clear example.
So, that if you lived every moment as begin again, that getting into living this accumulated old stuff, in this case asthma, in beginning again, is there a way to cleanse or purify, you know, the old rituals of religion, cleanse and purify the body? No. I want to cleanse and purify the body's mind. Or I don't even care about that. I'll take it away. What if you give it to me and I take it away so that you're not living the old crap again? Are you willing to begin again?
Yes.
On Saturday?
Yes. I'll Saturday, what time do we start?
9 o'clock. Well, that's a part of what I'm trying to get over in all of this is the universe appears to be living begin again, not continuing, but begin again as in we can see that in the quantum world from Max Planck and all the rest. But we see that an equivalence of begin again as birth and death. The same way as in the quantum world, begin again is that subatomic particles just pop into existence and pop out of existence. What's the difference? Patrick, you just popped into existence and you're going to pop out of existence. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. That actually, surprisingly, I understand.
Okay, let me tell you that what I just said is wrong. What if I said to you, Patrick, you popped out of existence and you are going to pop into existence at death?
Well, that opens up a whole new different realm.
But that's what's going on. You popped out of existence at birth, and you will pop into existence at death. And we have some questionable looks.
Boy, is this going to be an interesting week.
Don't you understand what I have said to you, that you exist, but you're not alive. So therefore, when you were born, you popped out of existence into life. And at death, you will pop out of life back into existence.
Existence of what?
What?
Existence of what?
Just existence. You exist, as let's say, as in a virtual world, but you have no life. Mm-hmm. Without a body, body gives you life. And where we turn this around and say, well, all that spiritual stuff is the good stuff, and the body stuff is the bad stuff. No. When you were born, you were born out of existence into being alive.
Not out of existence. I mean, this is an existence. This life is an existence.
Out of only existing, yeah. But you aren't alive. Okay? Okay.
Yeah. You need the body to be alive.
Let's say that.
Yes. Otherwise you exist.
You exist, but so
yes.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
You're a gas in the universe. So what? Mm-hmm. BFD. Mm-hmm. You okay with this, Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to turn a bunch of stuff around at this gathering in just that way so that you then begin. Do you understand that when I turn these things around in that regard, I don't create an opposition. I take away the posing. You would say I exist or I don't exist. All I did was turn it around and in this gave you options, begin again options. All of life in every moment is a begin again option. Not a choice, an option. Well, okay, then I guess we'll quit early tonight and see you next Saturday. No, I'll see you Friday night.
There's only a few days left.
That's right.
Yes. I'm waiting for you all.
Simone's here with open arms.
Hey, Andrew and Simone, I don't know who's going to do it, but there is. I'll send you something that you might get from Costco for us.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do that.
We are waiting for the food list.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Alright, guys. Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Okay.
Remember, okay. It's all begin again. Please. Bye.
Bye.